Blog Talk Radio. Lift your worship now.
I wanna be where you are.
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 I wanna be
behold you as my King. I want to be where you are. Peace is where you are. Joy is where you are.
Love
is who you are.
Love is where you are, Lord.
Hallelujah. Somebody make that your prayer in this.
Wanna be, Lord. Wanna be. Gotta be where you are, Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, good morning. Good morning to all of you out there on the line this morning. We come to thank you. We come to thank you for coming on. We want to come to thank the Lord for helping us to see another day that we haven't seen. Thank the Lord for his spirit that he's given us. Thank the Lord for saving us. We was lost one day, and God saw fit to save us. So I want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to be able to stand, Lord, to be able to walk, to be able to talk. Thank you for another day of life, Lord. And I give you praise, O Lord, for the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit that you've given us to lead, guide us into all truth and righteousness. Thank you for this day, Lord. Bless the word. Bless those that hear, Lord. Open up every ear. Open up every eye. Open up every heart, Lord, that your word might enter therein. And may seeds be planted that it might bring forth a harvest. And all honor and glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Thank the Lord, thank the Lord. Give the Lord a hand praise this morning. Give the Lord a hand praise. You know, we just like to give God a praise, give God a praise. Amen. Will there be a testimony before we have another song? Is there a testimony this morning someone want to give? Amen. You want to give one? You want to give a testimony? You want to give a testimony? Amen. Amen. We're just going to allow for a testimony to come in.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just thank God for this day, a day that he has made. I choose to rejoice. I choose to love. I choose to forgive. I choose to walk in peace and righteousness and holiness this day.
This day.
This is the day the Lord has made.
Yes.
And I will rejoice.
I will rejoice.
And I will be glad in it.
And I'll be glad in it.
And the Son says, for his glory.
For his glory.
I will do anything.
Anything.
For his glory. That to be there in his presence. I will do anything.
Anything.
For his glory. And I want to thank God this day for my family, for my loved ones, everyone is healthy and safe and sound from the virus. I just thank God that he's God Almighty and all power in his hands. And I say I was never going to sit down on God. If I'm angry with someone, what it got to do with God?
Amen.
God has said anything to me.
Yes.
So I'm going to praise his name.
Yes.
If I'm angry or not, so he has did anything to me.
Yes.
And I just thank him. His love, his joy, his peace.
Yeah.
He has through in my life.
Amen.
I think of over 30 something years ago, I was saved. And I never regret one day. I never looked back. I'm never going back. The song says, I will not go back. And I will not go back. No matter what may come and what may go, I will never go back to where I came from. Because I came back from the pit of hell.
Thank you, Jesus.
The thing that I did,
yes,
it was so wrong.
Yes.
And I just thank you that he brought me out the world into his mother's life. He set my feet up on a rock, and that rock is him.
Thank you,
so
Jesus.
So I just praise him this morning, and I give him all glory and honor. Pray for me. We pray for you. Everybody,
and
we have prayers in our life. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Amen. Thank God for that testimony. Amen. I just appreciate God. Amen. You have another song for us there? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To encourage you this morning and to tell you God is going to take care of everything. He's worthy. He's able to do anything but fail us. So let's get our mind off of all the things that's going on, and let's just think about Jesus. Because it's Jesus that's going to bring us through. It is Jesus that's going to make the way. And because all things is in his hand, then we shouldn't worry because it's in the hand of the Lord. Amen. And anything that is in the hand of God, that means nothing can be done except God allows it to be done. But for us today, we need to be trying to get it together because we realize that the time is approaching. The end is about to come. And because we know the end is coming, we need to be ready when he comes. Amen. And that is what we're doing now. We're getting ready for the end. This is what they call it the end time. And when we think about the end, that means the end of all things is at hand, or the life, the way we know it now, is about to come to an end. And so let us start to get ready. Let us repent and let us get ourselves together. Is because when the Lord comes, we want to be ready when he comes. And we want to make ourselves available to God when he shows up. And the Bible says he's going to come, and it's going to be quick. And because of the quickness of his coming, you won't have time to say, Lord, I repent. I want to get it read. I want to get right before I go. And so we need to, whatever we're going to do, we need to do it now. And this is what I say. Don't worry about what's going on and what's happening. We just know that God is going to take care of us. But in the meantime, until that time comes, we have to get ourselves together. Amen. And I had just for a thought this morning, amen, stuck in my past. Amen. That's my thought this morning. You can be stuck in your past. Amen. Amen. And you find today that is what's going on today, is that so many people, they're stuck in their past. Amen. You know, God said that he brought Israel out of the house of bondage and told them he was going to take them to the promised land. And when he brought them out, and times got hard, they decided that they want to go back to the place that they came from because they were stuck in their past. Amen. And so many of us today, we would like to move forward, but we are stuck in our past. We can't move forward because we are stuck. And we have to realize bondage does not mean that you are locked up in jail somewhere. You know, sometimes we think bondage is because of a person to set us free from the bondage that we are in. Amen. Amen. So we can't live free unless we have a mind change. That is why Jesus came to tell us to repent. And he said, when you repent, it means have a change of mind. Amen. Have a change of thought about things. And this is where we are now, is that we have to have a change in thought about things. Amen. When we have a change in thought about things, then we'll change in the way we do things. And you see, the problem is not where you are, the problem is the way you think. You see, you can't move forward. See, I'm looking at Israel here in Numbers chapter 11, amen. I'm looking at Israel here after they came out of the out of Egypt, and after God had saved them, they were still in bondage. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, so many of us that God has saved us, but we're still in bondage. Amen. We're still stuck. We're still stuck in our old ways. We're still stuck in our old thoughts, and we can't move forward because we're still thinking the old way. We can't do what it is we need to do because we think that we have to do things the way we used to do them. We can't do anything. See, your bondage is in your mind, and it's your bondage that's stopping you from moving forward. Numbers chapter 11, amen. Amen. I'm just going to read verses 1 through 5. He said, "As when the people complained, it displeased the Lord, and the Lord heard them complaining," amen. "And his anger, he was angry, he was kindled against. And the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed them, that they were in the utmost part of the camp. And the people cried unto Moses, and when Moses prayed and the Lord to the Lord, the fire was quenched. And he called the name of this place Teruah, because fire of the Lord burned among them. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell in lusting. And the children of Israel also wept again and said, who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember the fish, which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. But now our soul is dried away. There's nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes." When we look at these people here, they've been free. They've been taken out from under bondage. They've been taken out from the hand of Pharaoh. They've been set free. They've gotten saved. It's what we call today, everybody called, well, I got saved. You see, when you got saved, being saved gave your mind or your spirit to liberty to do as it will. See, when you get saved, your thoughts is being liberated. See, God came to liberate your thoughts, to liberate your mind. You see, being saved is a form of liberation. He's now allowed you to think freely because your thoughts were being held in bondage by sin. Sin had you bound, amen, had your mind bound, had your thoughts bound, and you couldn't think freely, you couldn't move freely, you couldn't do freely, you couldn't do anything because sin had you in bondage. And here are these people here who have been delivered, and they can't move forward because they still got the thoughts of the things that they had in the past, and they can't move on with God. And it's the same thing going on today. Is that right? Huh? They still think about what they had in the past. If your past was so good, why did you leave? If everything was so perfect in your past, why did you leave your past? Amen. And so all the thing it is, you are still stuck in the past. You see, the reason that we keep doing the things that we do and acting the way we act, because we are still stuck where we came from. Amen. You was in bondage, and now you're stuck in your bondage, amen. But Jesus said, I came to liberate you. I came to set you free from the bondage that you were in. I came to set you free, amen, from lust. Yes. Hallelujah. You know, everybody say they've been delivered, amen, and they're saved from lust, and they've been saved from their old evil deed, but every Saturday night, they're still in the club. Every Friday night, they're still in the club, but they say they got saved. You see, their problem is they're still stuck thinking that life is the way that it used to be, and the only way you can have fun or the only way you can have life is you got to go to the club, you got to go drink, you got to go party, you got to still do all the old things in order to enjoy the good things of the Lord today. You see, you're still stuck in your past. You haven't moved on, amen. You're still doing the same thing you used to do. You're still acting the same way you used to act. You're still talking the way you're saying, talk the way you used to talk. You used to think that you had to defend yourself, and now you can't stop your mouth. You can't stop your lips because you think it's you supposed to defend yourself and not move on and say, it is God that defends me, and I don't need to defend myself. You see, you're still stuck in the old way, just like these people. They could go forward to the promised land because now they're looking back on their past. I believe Peter said, as a dog returns to his vomit, so shall the people, so shall the people do. They spit it out and they vomit it up and they go back and eat up the same thing that they had in the past because they still stuck back there. The reason they go back and eat the same stuff up because they're still stuck. You see, they don't want no new stuff, amen. God was giving them manna from heaven. God was giving them the bread of life. And out of all that God was giving them, they were still thinking about garlic and watermelons and the stuff they had in the past. When are we going to wake up and move forward instead of being stuck in your past? We can't have new relationships when we talk about relationships. Amen. You had a relationship. And because that relationship failed, and now you're trying to get in a new relationship, but because of the past relationship that failed, you can't move on to another relationship because you're still in bondage to your past. Amen. Praise God. You won't let nobody else in your life because you're still in bondage to your past. Amen. You're still stuck there and not realizing that God is able to deliver you, and God is able to set you free, and God is able to make things better in the future that you had in the past, but you're still stuck thinking that everything is like it was in the past. But praise God, God is bringing you onto something, a new thing, a new way of doing, a new life, amen, a new hope, amen. You see, that's why we come to Jesus, because Jesus is able to give us something better than what we had in the past, but we're still stuck. Faulty relationships. He cheated on me. She cheated on me. I can't move on. I'm still talking about what she did and what he did in the past. Amen. Well, we're still living in the past. Huh? Amen. Your failures of the past, amen, should have just been an education for your future. But you're still stuck there. You can't get into a new relationship because you're still thinking about the past relationship. You see, you're stuck. You're in bondage to your past and not coming on and let Jesus be the one to set you free, not letting the Holy Ghost give you the power to do things that you couldn't do in the beginning. You see, if you're still stuck, how can you move forward when you're stuck? You learn that something that you wasn't doing right, and you know it ain't right, but you still do it because you're still stuck. You can't move on, amen. You're still stuck in your past and not realize you've been liberated from the past, amen. When Jesus came and died and shed his blood, he came to liberate you from your past so that you can have a future, amen. Why don't we accept Jesus today? Because we know Jesus is able to liberate us and to deliver us from our past and cause us to have a future, amen. But if you never accept Jesus or you never stop thinking the way you used to think, then things never change because you're still living in your past. You're stuck. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You see, God is able to liberate you, amen. If you turn to Proverbs chapter 16, amen. I'm going to be moving in scripture, amen. Proverbs chapter 16 and 6, because we need to realize that we need to be liberated, amen. Yeah. We need to be set free. Huh? Yeah. We need to be set free. Amen. You see, people can't move on, you know. No different. It was the same way with Jesus. When Jesus came, he was trying to liberate them from their religion, but they were so stuck in the religion, they couldn't move on. Praise God. They still holding on to Moses, amen, and people still holding on to John the Baptist, and people still holding on to something that wasn't sure, that something that has been done away with. They still holding on to that stuff, and as long as they hold on to that stuff, you can't move forward, amen. That was the Pharisees and the Sadducees. That was their problem because they were stuck in their past. They never did get liberated. And even when Jesus came to let them know that the old things had passed away and all things had become new, they were still holding on to the old, and they never did move on to the new. They was lost in their past. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. I'm trying to say you can be lost in your past, amen. Your past religion, amen. They didn't tell you what was right. They didn't do what was right. Amen. They didn't say what was right. They didn't act like what was right. And you saw them do that, and you thought that was the way, and Jesus said he was the way. And so you still stuck in man tradition. You still stuck in man way. You're trying to move forward in man tradition and man's way and never catch on to the hand of God. How are you ever going to be delivered if you don't turn the old loose and grab a hold of something new? How do you turn your old around? You got to be liberated from it. I know sometimes liberation can be a problem because, you know, it's all because of imaginations anyway, but you got to change your imagination. Look what it said. What does it say there? Proverbs 16 and 6. Praise God. Because we want to get liberated today, amen. Proverbs 16 and 6. Amen.
By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil.
Amen. It says, by mercy and truth do men depart from iniquity. By mercy. He said, this is how you get liberated. This is how you get liberated from your past because of mercy and truth. Amen. You see, when you think about mercy, mercy is that there's a superior thing that's given, that's having compassion on a lower thing, amen. And when we talk about mercy, we're talking about God's mercy. But not only that, you got to show mercy also and have compassion. You see, when you have compassion, you know, it liberates you. Amen. When I talk about compassion, that means you must be a person able to forgive your past so that you can have a future, amen. You must be able to let go of something that happened behind you so you can move forward. So unforgiveness keeps you in bondage.
Yeah.
All sin will keep you in bondage. So unforgiveness, so mercy here is when you have forgiveness in your heart. Because if I don't have forgiveness, I'm going to walk in anger, amen. I'm going to walk in malice, amen. Praise God. Praise God. I'm going to walk in pride. I'm going to be prideful because I'm holding on to something that I should have gotten rid of. But because if I don't forgive you for the things that you did against me, if I don't forgive you for offending me, amen, if I don't forgive you for doing wrong, then I'm stuck with unforgiveness in my heart. And God said that if I don't relinquish the unforgiveness in my heart, then he won't forgive me.
Amen.
That means I'm stuck in my bondage. Huh? So many people are stuck. Families are stuck. They don't even talk to each other. Something that was done 30 years ago, they still angry about it. Amen. Amen. Somebody didn't do something the way somebody else did it, and they never did forgive, and now they are stuck. You're going to try to say they are stuck in bondage because what? No unforgiveness. And when the scriptures right here says that if you have mercy, amen, if you have mercy, it says that it will relinquish the thing that's against you. Amen. The same word we say purged, amen. When you say purge means to put away, to put out, amen. And so God said mercy calls you to forget some of your past, forget your past and move on, amen. Forgiveness. Then he goes on, he says that mercy and truth. Mercy and truth. And Jesus said he was the truth, amen. And he was the light. When we have truth, that is something without error. You see, more than likely, the reason that your past hasn't been removed because you didn't receive the word as truth. Huh? Romans chapter 1, it talks about, he says, when they knew him as God, they didn't acknowledge him as God. And they became vain in their imagination. Because when truth came, they didn't receive it as truth. And if you don't, when truth comes, if you don't receive it as truth, then you are in error. and it's your error keeps you stuck in your past, amen. See, you won't move forward because you are holding on to error, amen. But he says here, if you accept mercy and truth, it will purge your iniquity. I'm talking about being liberated, amen. You see, your sin got to be purged. Your sin has to be moved, amen. And the problem with your sin not being moved is because you haven't relinquished your past. You didn't give up something, amen. There's something you need to give up. There's somebody you need to forgive today. And you're stuck, amen. But you can't even have a relationship because you're stuck because of what somebody did to you. Why don't you just forgive them and move it on, amen? Why don't you put those things behind you? This is why Paul would say, forgetting those things that are behind me and let me reach forth to the things that are before me, I'm going to press toward the mark of the high calling that I received in Christ. Why is it that I forgot to forget my past? Because my past caused me to be in bondage. It caused me to be stuck on stupid. See, some people are stuck on stupid. You can read it to them. You can say it to them. You can sing it to them. You can show it to them backwards. And you can show it to them forward, and they still won't receive it. They're in bondage to their past. You see, they can't give up the little knowledge they had in the past to receive something new, and therefore they're stuck.
Amen.
Huh? Amen. People can't move forward. Some people say, well, I'm a Jehovah's Witness. Amen. Amen. I can't move forward. I'm stuck on the tradition of the old. Amen. I'm stuck on working myself into heaven. Amen. You see, the error of their ways. You see, they're trying to work themselves to heaven rather than believe themselves to heaven, amen. You see, that is why the past was of work, but now the new is of faith, you see. As long as you stuck on yourself doing everything to make it in, you are stuck. You are in bondage to the law. And you haven't received the grace. And so many people so stuck on the law, they can't move on to grace and now they stuck back there and trying to keep everybody else stuck in the law with them and not realize that God has already liberated you from sin. He's already set you free. He's already given you the ability to think as he think, amen. He's already given you the ability to speak as he speak, amen. He's already given you the ability to do even as he's do, amen. That's why he said, after that the power of the Holy Ghost come upon you, I give you the ability to think as I thought, to do as I do, to say what I say, and have freedom and liberty the way I got it. But we got people stuck on not trusting in what Jesus did and trying to trust on what they did to make it to heaven. I'm talking about stuck in your past, amen. Huh? They got you doing everything. If I had to do everything, then why did Jesus come and die like he died? If I'm stuck on myself, amen, and not turning my faith over it and believe what he did was enough to get me in. How many believe that? What he did was enough, amen. Praise God. When he died on the tree, he said, it's finished. Father, I've done everything necessary for these people to be delivered. But if they stuck in their past, they'll never be delivered, amen. You see, it's faith in Jesus that gets us delivered, amen. Huh? It's faith in Jesus. And that's what we got to have, faith in Jesus, amen, to get some deliverance here, amen?
Amen.
And so I want to move forward, amen, because I believe that God has did it for me, amen. I believe what Jesus did on the cross, and because I believe what he did on the cross, I accept that by faith, amen. I wasn't there. I didn't see it, amen. I didn't see him. I didn't see the nails in his hand, amen. I didn't get to see the nails in his feet, amen. I didn't get to see the stripes on his back, amen. I didn't get to see him whipped, amen. I didn't get to see him being marred more than any man, amen. I didn't get to see all that, but because I read the word, and I believe that the word of God is truth, and because the word is truth, I believe the truth, and because I believe that and accept that by faith, then God grants me deliverance for it.
Amen.
They said Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. It didn't say Abraham did everything right.
Right. Amen.
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 It didn't say Abraham didn't mess up. And see, that's part of people who stuck in the past. They think it's because they think that the only way you're going to make an end is because of your perfection, and not because of Jesus' perfection. Mm-hmm. See, they stuck in the past. They still got you bound to the law when God liberated you from the law to make it easier for you to get in. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hey, you get what I'm trying to say on that? Amen. Y'all see what I'm trying to say? How people, amen. How people trying to tell you the only way you're going to make it in is because of your perfection. I want to tell all of y'all, you may as well quit right now.
Amen.
If you think you're going to make it in because of your perfection, you may as well quit right now, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Flesh is always going to act up, amen. Amen. You can sin in your sleep, amen. You can have dreams in your sleep, amen, and sin, amen. Some of y'all don't know nothing about that, but you can have dreams and sin, amen. Amen. And Jesus said the only way you can be perfect is that you got to be thought, word, and deed. That's the only way you can be perfect, in thought, word, and deed. And you can't stop thoughts from coming to you, amen. That's just impossible, amen. But the good thing about it, you can't stop the devil from bringing you some word, but it is up to you what you do with it. You don't have to let the bird build a nest in your head, amen. But you can't stop the thoughts, and because you can't stop the thoughts, you really can't stop the sin. So we got to realize that if my perfection going to come, I'm not going to be stuck on me. I'm going to get stuck on Jesus, because if I don't move from my old to my new, I will be stuck in bondage the rest of my life and not be able to be free and not be able to come to my God boldly before the throne of grace and obtain help in the present help in the time of need. The only way I can come before my God that way, I've got to come in the name of Jesus and with the blood that was shed on the cross. You see, it was the blood that liberated me.
Amen.
They came out, but they couldn't forget their past. Huh? You out, but you can't forget your past. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
God then brought you to a place of deliverance. He's brought you to the knowledge of deliverance, but you're so stuck on your past, you can't move forward.
Amen.
You're just like Israel here, amen? Praise God. We don't want to be just like Israel here. They were stuck and didn't make it to the promised land because they couldn't get rid of their past. They was full of lust and having orgies and things. Amen. Shacking up. You know, we got people still shacked up, but they say they're saved, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me here? They can't, they stuck, amen. They can't tell that man, look here, if you don't marry me, it ain't gonna be nothing, amen. You can't get the milk without the cow, amen. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
They scared to tell him that they stuck.
Yeah.
They don't have enough faith in Jesus to believe that Jesus will take care of them no matter where they are.
Yeah.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
You see, that's how people get stuck. That is why they never move forward, because they don't have faith in God, amen. They don't accept him as God. They don't accept his power. They don't accept his ability, amen. And because they don't accept his power and his ability, they stay stuck where they are and never get delivered from that stuff because they're scared to step out on faith. They stuck, amen. They don't have the faith to leave. They don't have the faith to try something different, amen. So the thing about it is trying something different, amen. I've been doing some things lately. I've been doing some things that I didn't know I knew how to do. I didn't know I had the ability to do. But until I stepped out and took the challenge to do it, then I realized there was a lot of things I can do that I didn't realize I could do, amen. Praise God. I know how to do a lot of stuff that I didn't know I had to do it, amen. You see, it wasn't that I couldn't do it, but my mind had told me I couldn't do it, amen. Hallelujah, amen. It wasn't that you couldn't make it. It's just that your mind was telling you you couldn't make it, amen. So in order to liberate my mind, you have to liberate your mind with words, amen. You see, it's words that liberate you. See, it was the word that Adam received that got him stuck in the beginning, amen. Adam received some knowledge that he shouldn't have got, amen. So it was knowledge that put him in bondage in the first place.
Amen.
Because he started having vain imagination, amen. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
His imagination became vain. He started thinking things about God that God wasn't, amen. And sometimes we start thinking things about God. We think God sent Jesus here to destroy us and not realize that God sent Jesus here to save us, amen. If God sent Jesus to save us, it must mean that God don't hate us anymore, that God loves us. He loved us enough to send his son to save us. But if you're still thinking God hates you, then you're going to react according to the hate that you believe about God. Amen?
Yes.
And so you're not going to approach somebody that you're scared of. But Jesus came to liberate us.
Right.
Hallelujah. I think it's 1 Corinthians chapter 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. I'm talking about you got to stop being stuck. You got to move on, brother. You got to move on, sister. You can't be stuck there. You can't be stuck in that sin and scared to get out. You can make it. I remember an old song used to be saying, you can make it if you try, amen. If you never tried nothing different, you never get anything different, amen. But if you're stuck in your past, you're still thinking that your new going to be like your old. But I'm trying to tell you, hallelujah, the new wine is better than the old wine, amen. Praise God. I said Jesus got some wine, amen, that you never taste of, amen. And this is why the Bible said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, you see. But you stuck up on watermelons and leaves and garlic and stuff, that old stuff that you used to eat. You're still stuck on that stuff.
Yes, amen.
What does that say? 2 Corinthians chapter 10, I believe, verse 4.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds.
Amen. She says the weapon of our warfare are not carnal weapon, because if I'm going to get off of my old, I got to use a new weapon here. Because when I've been doing something for such a long time, my mind is programmed to do it the way I used to do it and not realize I have to do it a new way. And if I'm going to get away from what I've been already hooked up in, I've got to do it a different way, amen. If I realize it was word that got Adam in trouble, it's going to take the words to get us out of the trouble that we got in.
Yes.
So he says the weapon of our warfare, they're what?
Are not carnal.
They're not carnal. These are not carnal weapons. These are not sticks. I don't need to be throwing sticks at you no more. I don't need to be getting a bat and beating your side to head anymore. I don't need my gun. I don't need to be a gun toter anymore, because that's not the weapon I use anymore, amen. Praise God. I don't need a Uger or whatever you want to call them these days. I don't need an AK-47 or whatever. Those carnal weapons, amen.
Yes.
Amen. I don't need to flap my lips as a weapon anymore, amen. Praise God. Because God fights for me, amen. You see, I'm still trying to use the old to make it work in the new. Old things don't work on the new, because Jesus said if you put new cloth on an old garment, it'll tear the cloth, amen. So you can't be using the old stuff, amen, to work along with the new, amen. You see, the old stuff is what you had you in the bondage in the first place, and you need to get away from that stuff and get a hold of something new, amen. I'm trying to say you need to get a new piece of cloth, amen.
Amen.
What did he say there?
The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds.
Amen. He said they are mighty through God. The weapons are mighty through God to pull down strongholds. Amen. Now, when we say mighty through God, let's say they are mighty through the word. They are mighty through the word. You see, the word is able to give you your inheritance. Amen. The word is able to do everything that God sent it to do. Amen. The word is able to change you, amen. The word is able to deliver you. The word is able to set you free. So if it was a word that got you in the bondage, you need a word to get you delivered.
Amen.
Come on, y'all, amen. That is why Jesus Christ was the word, amen. And God sent his word to deliver us, to set us free, amen. Because he realized we was in bondage, amen. But the bondage, we was in bondage because we was in error of his word. Mm-hmm. Read on.
Casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God.
Casting down imagination. You see, this was the problem here. When Adam sinned, they started imagining things about God that was not so. And this is what keeps people in bondage today. They imagine. They're casting down imagination. You see, imagination is nothing but fear. Amen? You saw something that wasn't there, amen. You're thinking something that's not true, amen.
Yes.
We said fear is the false evidence of appearing real, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You see, imagination is something false. There's no truth in it, amen.
Amen.
It's something that's not so. And so he said, we got to cast down imaginations, amen, that exalted itself against the word of God. And every high thing that exalts itself. You see, there are things that you are imagining that's higher than God. Sickness has exalted itself above God, but hallelujah. I got to have a word for that. By his stripes we're healed, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. You see, that's a word that I got. That is because, you see, the reason things take place in our life is because of our imagination. Do you realize you really get sick because of your imagination?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you see, when you're not thinking correctly, your body acts, or your mind acts according to the way you think.
Mm-hmm.
Casting down the imagination, you see, fear. Imagination is nothing but fear. You got to get out of fear, amen. The Bible talks about fear has to do with punishment. Amen.
Amen.
Every time someone have an attack, what do they call those attacks?
Anxiety.
When you have an anxiety attack, fear comes in. And the first thing the fear tells you, you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore you are captivated by your imagination. You almost have a heart attack. You have a nervous breakdown. Praise God. Because of what? Fear. Because Satan has said he's going to kill you, amen. Satan has said you're going to die. Satan has said somebody's going to die, amen. See, those are the imaginations exalted in your mind is because of fear, amen. But he said you got to cast down that imagination, amen. You got to use the word, weapon of the word, to cast that down. When Jesus said, I shall not live, but I shall die. I shall not die, but I shall live, amen. Jesus came here so that I might have life and life everlasting, amen. See, when we get on the word and realize that Satan can kill you, but he can't keep you dead, amen. But if I die, I know I'm going to live again. You see, I got to get rid of those imaginations of death. Whenever you get over the imagination of dying, I'm telling you, you got victory over all things.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes.
We have to use the word for imagination, amen. Fear, if fear has to do with punishment, I know that God sent Jesus so that I wouldn't have to be punishment, that he took the punishment for me, amen. Praise God. He took my punishment so that I wouldn't have to be punished, amen. I got to put that in my mind that Jesus has already taken my punishment for me, and therefore, Satan, you can't kill me because you are nothing but a liar and the father of lies. When he brings stuff like that, you need to turn around and tell the devil, you are a liar, Satan.
Amen.
Because now he's got you captivated. You can't go nowhere. You can't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You can't drive your car. Amen. You can't stand to be left in the house by yourself. Amen.
Amen.
You can't do anything. See, you're in bondage. You're in bondage. You're in bondage to what? Imaginations. You're thinking that the devil's going to do something to you. The devil can't do any more than God allows. And if God allows him, God will make a way of escape, that because he knows what you can take and can't take. You've got to get rid of those thoughts of fear.
Amen.
And the way you get away with the thoughts of fear, when you look at Isaiah 41 and 10, it says, "Fear not, God says, for I am with you." Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't be dismayed, he said. I'm with you. Isaiah 41 and 10. John 14:27, it said, "Let not your heart be troubled." Amen. If you believe in God, what believe also in me. Amen. See, that's why you can't be troubled. You got to use the word against the imaginations. This is why when Romans chapter 10 said, we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe it in our heart. So you see, confession is made what? Unto salvation. I got to confess these things because what? I've been allowed the enemy to say all these things to me and to use all these things against me, and I never made a confession against the things that the devil been saying. So I've got to confess that.
Yeah.
See, the devil done told you you can't overcome that, but you got to confess what the word says, amen. The word said, I can do all things through the Christ that strengthened me, amen. Come on, amen. You see, the devil's trying to tell you. You see, the devil shows you your sin. When he shows you your sin, he shows you your weakness, amen. See, he's always pointing out your weakness. But God always points out your strength, amen. And see, you were being bondage to Egypt because you had weakness back in Egypt. You weren't able to do anything on your own. You weren't able to eat when you wanted to. You weren't able to go when you wanted to. You weren't able to do right when you wanted to. You weren't able to worship God when you wanted to. Everything was, you were being held by what the master of the Pharaoh said in those days. You see, the reason Jesus came to deliver you because he said you were being held in bondage by the master of sin, amen. He had you in bondage, and the reason he had you in bondage so that you couldn't do the thing that you should do. And so now we can make a confession, amen, now, that I am a victor, amen. Hallelujah. I am an overcomer because what? Jesus overcame for me, amen. It's like getting in the boxing ring. When you get into the boxing ring and you got a boxer, the boxing there, amen. Praise God. And then the man that's in the ring, one of them's supposed to take a fall. Hallelujah. And so you get into the ring, all you got to do is get in the ring and go to boxing, and when you hit him the first time, he's gonna take a fall, amen. Because what? The fight has already been fixed. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. I said, the fight has already been fixed, amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You see, the reason I left my old and came to my new, amen, because in the new thing, the fight is fixed, amen.
Yeah.
I got to go through the fight. Hallelujah. I have to do some battle. But because the fight is fixed, I'm still going to win, amen. I said, you can't lose with Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm casting down My imagination telling me things that it shouldn't tell me. My imagination told me I couldn't start the business, amen. Huh? Well, you know, you're black, and the white man always keeping you down. It ain't the white man keeping you down, it's your mind keeping you down. You're still thinking slavery. You're still thinking everybody's supposed to give you something. Come on, we got a God that took nothing and made something out of it, amen? And if you serve the God that can take nothing and made something out of it, how much can your God take nothing and give something to you, praise God?
Amen.
So you got to change the way you think about this thing, amen? Mm-hmm. Amen. Stop waiting on a job and go create you a job. Come on, amen. See, you always been want somebody to give you something because you're thinking slavery. Come on, y'all. Amen.
Amen.
You always think you got to have a job. See, you've been programmed that way. See, the reason you haven't come up yet because you've been programmed a job. When you went to school, they programmed you a job. You know, that was part of the old way. You know what I mean? Amen. Don't teach them about money, because if you teach them about money, they might get some. You just teach them how to work. Are you with me here today? Amen. Praise God. I'm talking about get rid of these old imaginations. Amen. Amen. You see, those imaginations they put in you, they put those imaginations in you to make you think you are less than who you are.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Huh? All your life they've been told you You're not as much. You're not as better. You got to bow down. You got to humble yourself to them, and you got to be on your knees to them. They program you that way. They get you to think that way. And as long as they keep you thinking that way, we are still be in the same place next year and never move on and say, hey, man, what? I can start a business regardless of what the devil do. See, if you believe that you could accomplish things regardless of what the devil do, that my God can do anything but fail me, my God can cause me to exceed. If I believe that God would excel, why don't I step out on faith because I believe God and I cause me to excel regardless of what they're doing against me? If God be for you, who can be against you?
Amen.
But as long as you think in Egypt, you're never going to enjoy the promised land.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are you with me today? Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Amen.
Huh? Your imagination is wrong. Amen. Amen. Praise God. See, everybody keep telling you it's them. It's them. It's them. It ain't them. It's you.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way you thinking. Amen.
Amen.
Huh? Yeah. It's that you won't go out and get some knowledge, amen. You won't go out and get something to learn how to do something. It's you. It's not them. It's you. Come on. I said they can't stop me if God be for me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He couldn't stop. You see, Pharaoh couldn't stop Israel from leaving Egypt. Even though all the power he had a mighty army and everything, he still couldn't stop them from being delivered. Hallelujah. Is that right? Am I right about it? Come on. I'm trying to tell you, no matter what kind of army Pharaoh got, God still can't stop you from being delivered. I don't care how big his army is, how much weapons he got. It don't matter what he got. My God is able to do anything but fail us. Amen. My God is able to deliver me. I've got to get rid of my old imagination and be free in my thinking. You see, what it is, you are not free in thought to believe that God gave you dominion. And it didn't give it to them. Come on. I'm talking about your imagination messed up, amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, we got, what did it say, casting down imagination and everything that,
every high thing
that what? That exalt itself against the knowledge of God. You see, that has been our problem for years.
Mm-hmm.
You see, your daddy taught you how to be a slave. Your grandmama taught you how to be a slave. Your great-grandmama taught you how to be a slave. Everybody taught you how to be a slave, but nobody taught you how to be delivered. Jesus came along and said, look, I want you to think free. I want you to know that I'm with you. I want you to know that I'm here, amen, to uplift you. I want you to know that I'm here to cause you to think different, amen. I want you to know if you think like me and act like me and do it like me, my Father will give you an abundant blessing if you would just do it like me, but you got to stop thinking the old way.
Yes, hallelujah.
Because it's your thinking that got you in bondage in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about step out on faith in Jesus. Because what? It's the imagination that has exalted itself against the knowledge of God. Isaiah 41:13, it says, fear not, for I am the one who helps you.
Amen.
Come on, y'all. He said, I'm the one that helps you, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I say God is the one that helps you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to start looking at God's help now. You got to start looking at now because I have accepted Jesus as my Savior. Now God comes alongside to aid or to help. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is why he gave you the Holy Spirit because he said, after that the Holy Spirit come upon you, I'm going to give you some special ability. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I gave you the ability to overcome. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Aren't you glad you got the ability to overcome? Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I gave you the ability to overcome death. Hallelujah. I gave you the ability to overcome sickness. These signs shall follow them that believe. Mark 16. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. In my name they shall speak in new tongues. Amen. If they drink any deadly thing, it won't harm them. I give them power to overcome things. You see, you got to realize that the Holy Ghost gave you the power to overcome things, and you got to be able to step out on faith to believe that God has given me power to overcome things. Amen. He gave me power to overcome sin. He gave me power to overcome my lust. Amen. He gave me power to overcome my sinful desire. I said God gave me power to overcome, but if I don't think power, I walk in weakness.
Amen. Amen.
If you don't start thinking power, you're going to walk in weakness. If you don't start thinking deliverance, you're always going to be in bondage. Amen. I say he wants to free you from bondage. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Psalm chapter 5 and 11. He said, I will spread my protection over you. Come on, amen. Come on, say I'm protected, amen. I'm not going to let this fear stop me because I realize fear is an enemy, amen. Fear keeps me from moving. Fear keeps me from starting a business, amen. Fear keeps me from going places, amen. Fear keeps me from doing things, amen. Fear keeps you from loving somebody that loves you. Hallelujah. That's why you're not in a relationship now. It's fear that keeps you from loving that person, amen. Come on, amen. Somebody need to hear me what I'm saying. I shall not fear, amen. Why? Because I know God is with me, amen. If God said I'll spread my protection over you, coronavirus, amen. I'm not going to be fear of this virus because what? God said I spread my protection over you. He's the banner over my head, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Psalm 56, 3 and 4. When I'm afraid, I put my trust in God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you're afraid, you put your trust in God because what? God can be trusted, amen. Hallelujah. And because you can trust him, you can put your confidence in God, amen. 1 Chronicles 28 and 20 said, be strong and courageous, and God will do it. See, if I believe that God's going to do it, all I got to do is start it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, y'all. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, say, all I got to do is start it. Amen.
Amen.
If I make the start, God will finish it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God, because what? He's the author and the finisher, isn't it?
Amen.
I'm trying to say today, amen. Liberate your mind, amen. The only reason you're not moving forward is because you're still stuck. You still stuck in these. You still think you're the same person you used to be. When Jesus said, old things have passed away, behold, all things come new.
Yeah.
If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation, amen.
Mm-hmm.
It means that you are not a servant anymore. You are a son.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Aren't you glad about it?
Amen.
You are no more a servant, but you have become son. The Bible said, now are we the sons of God. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but when he appears, we shall be just like him. You see, you got to recognize and realize who you are and stop being stuck in who you used to be. Everybody's stuck on who they used to be. Well, I used to. It's not what you used to do. It's what you do now. Can you believe God like Abraham?
Praise God.
I'm doing things now that I never did before because I realize God enabled me to be able to do it. I'm smarter than I thought I was. Hallelujah. You see, if you think you're dumb, you're always going to be dumb. Amen.
Amen.
If you think you can't do it, you'll never do it. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, that is how you liberate. You got to change what you're thinking about yourself. Amen. If you think you're timid, you'll always be timid. Amen. If you think you're weak, you're always going to be weak. And not relying on the strength that God gave us. Amen.
Amen.
See, God has given you strength. Amen. And because God has given you strength to overcome things, whatever it is in your way now, whatever you're afraid of right now, whatever's standing against you, you can overcome it. Come on, say, I can overcome it, amen. I can overcome it, amen. Amen. Because I am an overcomer because what? Jesus overcame, amen. And he said, he that overcome it, I will grant them all things, amen. Now, you've been stuck in your sin for a while. You're still at the club. You're still laying down with a man that ain't your husband. You got babies by him. Ain't your wife. Amen. You're still stuck. But you say you're saved, though, but you're still stuck. Amen. Got 10 kids and ain't never been married. But you say you're saved. It seems like you're stuck to me. Amen. Got 5 kids out of wedlock. Ain't never been married. And you say you're saved. You're preaching the church, been married 4 times. And say you're a bishop, been married 4 times. Something wrong with you, brother. You need some deliverance. You have become a pulpit pimp. Every church you go to, you get somebody pregnant. And you marry somebody else, each church you've been to. You need to get saved. And then you got the world call him the, what they call the gigolo preacher. We got to get away from that stuff. Amen. We got to stop being gigolo preachers. Well, God knew I was like this when he called me, but he didn't intend for you to stay that way. He gave you power to overcome the things that you were in. Well, I'm a homosexual preacher. God don't save me. You lied. You can overcome that mess. You can overcome that spirit. Didn't he give you the power to overcome lust? I thought you said when you got born again that you became something new. If you was a homosexual before you got saved, you shouldn't have been one after you got saved. Amen. Are you with me here? Amen? Amen. But we got to come out of this mess and stop being stuck. Amen. Praise God. If there's somebody who want to be saved today, just give your heart to God. There ain't no certain way to be saved. Amen. There ain't no certain way to be saved. You just got to ask God to come into your heart. Amen. I know we call it the sinner's prayer. You make a confession that you believe that Jesus died and rose again. Amen. Amen. And ask him to forgive you and come into your heart. He'll do it. But I'm going to tell you, repent, every one of you. Have a godly sorrow and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins so you can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's what I'm going to tell you. You need to repent. Shaking the preacher's hand, don't do it. You need to repent. Going up telling the preacher, oh, I want to be saved. Well, that's good to go tell you want to be saved, but you need to have some repentance in your heart to say you want to do something different. You shook his hand on Sunday, and you was in somebody's bed Sunday night. But you said you're saved.
Glory.
I'm going to pray out. Prevost's going to give a song here. Amen. Father God, we are thankful for the word, O Lord. Lord, we realize we are overcomers, Lord. We realize we do need to have a change of mind and a change of heart. And we realize, Lord, our minds do need to be liberated, Lord, from the evil thoughts and our evil ways and our evil deeds and our evil doing, Lord. Liberate your people, Lord. Don't let them go to hell, Lord. Still doing the same thing, think they're going to heaven. And stop them preachers from lying when they preach to put them in heaven and he don't know where they're going. Got them in a trap. I'm asking for some deliverance for them.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Father, we ask you to bless this word and the people in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. If you're online today, praise God, we have cashapp.com, Care Church Incorporated. Cashapp.com, Care Church Inc. You can send a donation if you like. We have
PayPal,
Care Church Inc. .com at gmail.com. And if you like to send something, you send it. And God bless you if you send it. And I thank y'all for sending whatever you're going to send. And I believe Prevost has a song. Amen. Praise God. Play your song, Prevost. Good night, y'all. Hallelujah.
We in the building, ministry one. Gotta watch what these people be feeding, you know what I'm talking about?
For real.
Can't just eat anything. Listen to me. Here we go.
Beware.
hit him with that wordplay.
Never seen the righteous forsaken. All these seeds have to pick a bread.
I can't say that this the realest thing I ever wrote, but this will probably be the realest thing you'll ever quote. You steady laughing, like it's a joke. Low key, jump and fly while you shading folks. I'ma take it slow so you can understand. You may be made in his image, but you still a man. You telling me like for real, like you seen the plans. Sometimes I think you the one high, you need the land. Like the man that built his house upon the sand. You're listening, but ain't following his command. Got my armor on, doing everything to stand. Started off slow, down on the truth is in demand. I don't do it my way, I do it God's way. Out of the mouth of babes, I call it child's play. I'm sticking to the plan,
yeah.
I won't deviate,
nah.
I just wanna be successful, I'm on my drape.
Yeah. Beware, Pharisees bread. Beware. Don't let them get in your head.
Don't let them get in your head. Hit him with that wordplay.
Never seen the righteous
forsaken.
All these seeds have to pick a bread.
I'm destined to be a star, I'm Abraham's kid. I'ma put it on the track and let y'all run with it. I'm having vision after vision and I'm gon' get it. Gated community somewhere, I'm unlisted. Staying on the battlefield, see I'm enlisted. Every day is like Christmas cause I'm so gifted. God doing something, feel my situation shifting. Your home playing going sideways, you're drifting. He said if I lift him, he would lift me. I'm a light on the hill for the world to see. All eyes on me, I declare and decree. I'm in achieve mode, no devil stopping me. I'm in God's army, being all that I can be. Definition of a G, you better Google me. The Black Prince of Preachers is what they call me. No ghostwriter, I'm original, this all me.
Beware, Pharisees bread. Beware, beware. Don't let them get in your head.
Don't let them get to you. Don't let them get to you.
Just remember what the word say.
Hey, what that word say, I hit them with that word play.
Never seen the righteous forsaken.
All
these seeds have to beg for bread.
Beware, Pharisees bread.
Beware, beware.
Don't let them get in your head.
Don't let them get to you.
Don't let them get to you.
Just remember what the word says.
What that word say, I hit them with that wordplay.
Never seen the righteous forsaken.
Holy seeds have to beg for bread.
Amen. Never seen the righteous forsaken, begging bread. That's part of Minister Prevost's recording. And we're asking everybody to help him out. Ask you to support his music, to help him to overcome, help him to go to where he needs to go. And so all of you that are online, if you need a copy or something, we're asking you to let us help one another. Let's help raise one another up, amen. If he's trying to do something, to accomplish something, let's build our brother up and everybody throw something in, you know. I know a lot of times the lunches you used to go to and you spent $10 to $12 at those lunches, amen. If he got a copy or something, we need to buy one from him, take your lunch money and fast that day. And help a brother up, amen. I want to see him blessed. I want to see him go forward. And asking everybody to help him go up and help him to move forward. I want to see him blessed so he can bless me, amen. Praise God. The Black Prince of Preachers, amen. Amen. I want to see it succeed, so that means I can succeed, amen. And so let us all help him out so that he can succeed, so I can succeed. So I have to be standing behind him.
You're on YouTube.
Amen. Praise God.
Lord, have mercy.
Praise God.
Amen, Pastor. Amen.
Anybody got a testimony, got something they want to add, want to say today? Praise God. Anybody got anything? Well, Father God, we thank you for the word. Thank you for the people, those that listen in. Ask you to bless them. comfort them, uplift them, O Lord, and cause them to walk in an upright manner. Cause them to walk in your faith, O Lord, and that they might accomplish and do those things that you sent them to do. Now may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, may it rest, rule, may it lead and guide, may it bless and uplift in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless y'all.
Take it away.
Can't wait.
I got a mother, where's no beat, anybody got
my favorite here.
Will you meet me there? Will you?
When you're driving in a storm, it is very tempting to want to pull under the overpass and wait for the storm to pass because you don't want to get stuck in the middle of a storm. And so even right now in life, it is so easy to just want to pull over in the middle of the storm that we're in, and you want to pull over and stop dreaming and stop believing and stop thinking that things can get better. But I want you to know that God did not build you to pull over, that you are storm-proof because he's in the storm with you. So keep driving to that destination. And I'll see you there.
Let's go. I brought some friends with me. And we're going to do this song for you. I got friends all over the place. It's going to be beautiful. All the steps are working. All my brothers and sisters in the storm.
Today's a new day. Yeah. But there is no sunshine. And nothing but clouds. And it's dark in my heart. And it feels like a cold night.
Today's a new day, yeah. But where are my blue skies?
Yeah.
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain. Oh, it fell from heaven like a shower.
In my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today is a new day. Yeah. Tell me, where are my blue skies? Where is the love that your joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
Come on.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven. So I smile.
church crunk on this one. They're gonna be dancing in the aisles on this one. Yeah. Yeah. Gonna have to take your heels off of this one. Anointed truth. Let's go.
Spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head,
you better bob your head.
If the spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet,
you better move your feet.
If the spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like this, but the dance I'ma close.
Yeah,
cause I know I've been shown.
If
the spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head,
you better bob your head.
If the spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet,
better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock.
I'm like David about to dance on my clothes.
Why?
Cause I know I've been chose. I can feel the spirit all in the building. It's going down from the flow up to the ceiling. Drop the black prince of preachers and we sold a million. We independent.
Independent?
So we made a killing. And Alexis told me that we was winning. He prophesied it. I guess he knew it from front of the beginning. They think we dealing the way we live. And the only thing we giving is deliverance and healing. I got that word, I'm the plug if you need it. The truth is what I'm speaking, I'm not trying to sound conceited. It's all God's plan, he's the mastermind. He told me it's my time, and then he gave me mine. Man,
if spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head,
you better bob your head.
If spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet,
better move your feet.
If spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock, I'm like this, but the dance on my clothes.
Yeah, cause I know I've been chosen.
If spirit make you bob your head, you better bob your head,
you better bob your head.
If spirit make you move your feet, you better move your feet,
better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock,
I'm like David about to dance on my clothes.
Why?
Cause I know I've been chose. I enter in his courts with praises.
Praises.
You just praying, but what is you saying? My blessings creeping up like Jason. You can't be God given, I'm just saying. You see, I make hits. I know you feel it. My ghost writer's the Holy Spirit. You get it? I stay reppin' Christ, cause he the realest. I guess this record sacrifice, cause I just killed it.
Okay.
Stop with the poker face. You know what the deal is. You haters try, I'll let you know. But look, I'm still here. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need the hook to end it. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fire that I don't need the hook to end it.